From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the second message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings part two of a message entitled The Prospect of Imminent Blessing. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 10. Art thou become like unto us? What must be the apostate professor's doom when his naked soul appears before God? How will he bear that voice? Depart, ye cursed. Thou hast rejected me, and I reject thee. Thou hast played the harlot and departed from me. I also have banished thee forever from my presence, and will not have mercy upon thee. What will be this wretch's shame at the last great day, when before assembled multitudes the apostate shall be unmasked? See the profane and sinners who never professed religion, lifting themselves up from their beds of fire to point at him. There he is, says one. Will he preach the gospel in hell? There he is, says another. He rebuked me for cursing, and was a hypocrite himself. Aha, says another, here comes a psalm-singing Methodist, one who was always at his meeting. He is the man who boasted of his being sure of everlasting life, and here he is. No greater eagerness will ever be seen among satanic tormentors than in that day when devils dragged the hypocrite's soul down to perdition. Bunyan pictures this with massive but awful grandeur of poetry when he speaks of the back way to hell. Seven devils bound the wretch with nine cords and dragged him from the road to heaven in which he had professed to walk and thrust him through the back door into hell. Mind that back way to hell, professors. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Look well to your state. See whether you be in Christ or not. It is the easiest thing in the world to give a lenient verdict when oneself is to be tried. But, oh, be just and true here. Be just to all, but be rigorous to yourself. Remember, if it be not a rock on which you build, when the house shall fall, great will be the fall of it. Oh, may the Lord give you sincerity, constancy, and firmness, and in no day, however evil, may you be led to turn aside.
Bearing fruit for Him,
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you've written to say that the Lord has blessed you or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for your taking the time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by phone, by email, or by regular postal mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish to write, you may simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Also, if you enjoy this program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week. After Moses was forbidden to enter the promised land because of his disobedience, it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this historical account in the book of Joshua, Dr. Cairns extracts vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. From chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, Dr. Cairns emphasized that there is always a cost to enter Canaan. Yet, as he did for Israel, God promises his people, his spiritual Israel, great fullness in their own Canaan. At this point in the narrative, God told Joshua that it was time for Israel to enter the land and to claim it for their own. Likewise, the people of God in every age are instructed to enter into their spiritual inheritance without delay. Now here is Dr. Cairns to bring the next portion of this message called The Prospect of Imminent Blessing.
As Canaan was to be for Israel, a land of great victory, so living in the fullness of Christ is a land of victory. Victory over sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Victory over sin. Victory over self. The greatest curse in humanity is self. The greatest threat to the onward march of any disciple of Christ is self. The greatest threat to the unity and the blessing and the usefulness of the Church of Christ is self. Long before we ever fall for Satan, long before we ever fall for the world, we fall before the idol of self. And so God has provided victory, not only over sin in general, but over self, and then over Satan, and over all the strongholds of the devil. This is the land the New Testament constantly sets before us. Paul prayed in his great prayer for the Ephesians, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Imagine that ye might be filled with all the fullness God has in Jesus Christ for his people. When he led Israel into Canaan, it was not into a wasteland. It was not into a wilderness. It was not into a land that could barely scratch a living for them. It was not into a land that produced barely enough for the people to live on. When he led them into the land, it was a land of overflowing fullness. And when God saves his people, he brings them to a land that is a land of fullness. And he sets before them ever greater fullness. There is always the promise of a glorious inheritance, a glorious fullness before the people of God, that ye might be filled to overflowing with all the fullness that there is in Jesus Christ. That's why he commanded the children, or the Christians in the church at Ephesus, to be filled, constantly filled with the Spirit. That is what God sets before his people. Now when you look at what God sets before his people, and you compare it with what most Christians are experiencing, there is a huge gap. You have the spectacle of king's sons living like orphans. You have the spectacle of the heirs of heaven living like paupers. You have the spectacle of people to whom God has communicated strength living in weakness. You have the spectacle of people who have all the joys of glory living in all the miseries of earth. Oh, that we would get the vision again. Christians are not just slightly different from the world. Christians are not a people, on the one hand, exempt from all the battles and troubles of the world, but they are not a people who are to live on the same level as the world. They are a people to whom God has given a promise, a promised inheritance, into which they increasingly enter. It is the promise of his Canaan for his Israel. It is the land of fullness, of fatness, of the favor of God in Jesus Christ. It is a land that takes us beyond the limping, halting, staggering, falling experience that so besets so many Christians. Oh, let us start off with the vision of the promise. And then let us learn from this passage that the time to enter our inheritance is now. Israel, when they came out of Egypt, were meant to make a direct journey from Egypt to Canaan. The Lord took them not through the land of the Philistines to give them time to get ready for battle, so that they wouldn't be immediately thrown into battle with the worst of enemies. He brought them, crossed them over the on dry land. If you remember, he made a way to pass over the Red Sea on dry land. And then he brought them up with the intention that they should go directly into Canaan. We are told that there are only 11 days' journey between Horeb and the Promised Land. That's for the whole people, only 11 days' journey. That journey was never meant to take Israel 40 years, but it did. They came to Kadesh Barnea. They were given the fruits of the land. You remember the men came from Eshcol with great clusters of the vines of Israel, so great that they had to have a man on either end of the pole to carry these great clusters of grapes. The fruits of the land were inviting, but in unbelief they turned back and condemned themselves to wander because of their rebellion in the wilderness. They had their opportunity and threw it away. The psalmist looked back on that in Psalm 81. In the last part of the psalm, verse 13, he says, "Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should also have fed them with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. If only you'd gone in," the Lord says, "I'd have given you it all." Now, after 40 years, the children of Israel had the opportunity again. God's redeemed are always meant to live in fullness. Israel was getting the message, the time to enter in is now. You've wasted enough time. Look at the years you've spent in the wilderness. Look at the corpses that have been buried in the wilderness. Look at the loss. Hear the groans. There have been oceans of tears where you ought to have been living in the fullness. Now you have the promise again of imminent blessing. The opportunity is before you. The time to enter in is now. That's the message to the children of Israel. And that, my friend, is the message to the people of God. No more excuses. We have so many excuses. Why am I not living to the level that I ought to be enjoying in Christ? Why am I not living in the fullness as I ought to be living in Christ? Why is this church not enjoying the fire of the blessing of God and the favor of God as it ought to be enjoying in Christ? Oh, we have all sorts of reasons, but they are not reasons. They are vain and vile excuses of the flesh. Because when you get right down to it, the one thing that keeps God's people out of Canaan is sin. The one thing that keeps God's people out of blessing is rebellion. It is their unbelief. Getting used to misery. Getting used to not even second best. Getting used to something that is unworthy of the name of Christ or of a Christian. Oh, that we would catch the vision. Revival blessing. And I'm not defining revival other than to say it is God's special presence with God's special favor and God's special grace amongst His people, enabling them to worship and enjoy it and serve with acceptance and with success. He determines the level. But that, my friend, is not something set off in the future. That is not something left for the long term. That is something for now. The time is now. You take your Bible and notice how God emphasizes the present tense, the here and now for knowing Him. Malachi 3, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me when. Prove me when. I mean the way most Christians are going. They'll die before they ever prove God. The way most churches are going. The Lord will have returned before they ever prove God. Prove me now. Not only that, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. Words could not be plainer. We're willing to bring the tithes into the storehouse. We can prove God now. And He has set His own character to seal the promise. I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. In Psalm 34, we read the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. The 75th Psalm starts with the great expression of praise. Unto Thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto Thee do we give thanks. Why? For that Thy name is near, Thy wondrous works declare. In the 119th Psalm, verse 151, Thou art near, O Lord. I could go on through many texts of Scripture proving the same thing. Particularly in the book of Isaiah. The promise is in chapter 51:5, My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. In chapter 56, verse 1, My salvation is near to come. Now, these are not texts that speak of possible blessing, possible experience of God's fullness away in the distance. No, He's saying this is something here and now. This is something for the present moment. You and I are like David. He served the Lord in his own generation. I can't really serve the next generation except through any testimony that I leave behind or anything in print or as David left his inspired Psalms. But in the truest sense, David could only serve while he was on the earth. You and I have a few years to serve the Lord. We have a few years to do whatever we're going to do for God. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Why? Because you only have a very, very brief window of opportunity in which to serve the Savior. And if we keep on putting off until tomorrow, or next week, or next year, or the next decade, put it off to them. We will never see anything done for God. The scripture says, James 4 and 8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. In other words, the Lord holds out the prospect of great blessing to a willing people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.